Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
David Haskett, thank you for joining me on air on this St. David's Day. As one David to another, happy St. David's Day, really.
And you.
You were strolling around the Ballincollig Regional Park and you were looking at the old gunpowder buildings and you were just thinking to yourself, more people need to know about this. And you put together a voluntary committee, the Powder Mills Voluntary Committee, and ultimately ended up winning a .ie Digital Town Award for your efforts for tourism. Is that the gist of the story?
Yeah, exactly. So I was walking around with my kids, you know, all these buildings had been around for many, many years. I didn't know what they were, and I kind of got the motivation. How can I make sure that, you know, the history of these buildings and the culture and the heritage that's inside in them, how can we get that into a museum-like experience, but in your pocket, in your hand, in your phone?
Yes.
And the idea kind of came to me of, you know, what if you had an app where you just got your phone? Every time you were in front of a building, it would know where you are geographically. Mm-hmm. It would recognize the building. It would tell you what it was for, what the purpose was, what the history was, how it was involved in the process. Now, the process itself actually turned out to be the gunpowder making process. This is one of the largest gunpowder making facilities in the British Isles for many, many decades in the 1800s and the 1900s. Mm. It's a 130-acre site. It's the single largest industrial archaeological site in the entire country, bar none.
Wow.
And the really interesting thing is the vast majority of the people that visit the park don't know this. So that,
yes,
that's
I have played football
the
in the park
experience.
Many times, and I did know about the gunpowder mills, but I'm not sure I knew that extent. You won a share of a prize fund. What did that do to help you? And the reason we're talking about this is the entries are open for the .ie Digital Town Awards for 2023, and we want people to know about it and to potentially potentially access prize fund like you have. What did you get? What did it do for you?
What we did was we actually got a €2,000 award fund. I went to the committee. I said, look, from our perspective, what is the best thing that we can do with this? It was jointly decided that we would donate it to the Ballincollig Tidy Towns Association. Ballincollig Tidy Towns does a wonderful amount of work across the entire town of Ballincollig and its surrounds, but also sections of work within the park itself in conjunction with Cork City Council. So we donated the money to those guys, and they're in the process of creating use for that within certain sections of the park, just to kind of make the place a whole lot better looking for visitors to the park.
And what's the app? Does it exist? Did you?
It does. So if you go to the App Store or the Play Store today, you can go to and search up Powder Mills, download the app, and you can start using it right away. You don't have to be in the park to use it. You can learn about the history anywhere in the world. And the interesting thing about it is that this was a worldwide project. Right? We actually had folks in India, in the States, and in Ireland working on this, all completely voluntary, all completely searched for online, and everybody came in to the project.
It's like an international Mehl.
So, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Which is beautiful, because that is, that is the old Irish way of people coming together and helping each other out. In this case, you just extended the frontiers of that, and now there's an app. The info on the .ie Digital Town Awards, which can be searched for by anyone intrigued. The closing date for entries is Friday, 3rd of May. The split across 10 categories, digital education, digital tourism. It's up there on the .ie Digital Town Awards page. It has all the info. The chat with you is to let people know about it and might think, that could be a way for us to access some funding that might be of help to us in our project. And it certainly was for you and for Ballincollig, and generally for the Ballincollig Regional Park and the huge history that's in there in the Powder Mills, that I will soon be telling you to come and check out a Cork History Matters podcast all about in the company of you once again, David Haskett.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.